This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's the Paul Zeiss Show, and we are moving right along, teeing it up for Cedarbrook in Rostraver. Cedarbrook is also the home of two incredible golf courses, the red and the gold, and so get down to Cedarbrook. It is a great place to be. We're going to tee it up for our good friend who is on the Holland Capitas fan hotline, Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette, who I think is either getting ready to or might already be watching an actual baseball scrimmage. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Paul. Not yet. It starts at 7 o'clock tonight. I am at the ballpark. We just finished talking to Ben Charrington via Zoom, and guys are going to be trickling out on the field here momentarily. It feels somewhat normal.
That's got to be one of the most satisfying things for you, given all that we've been through, that you're finally able to just go cover baseball.
Yeah, that's nice. It is a little bit limiting, and this is not a Pirates criticism by any stretch. They've been really good, but they let us see about an hour and a half of it. And around the league, you know, they have a three-hour window, four-hour window, five-hour, you know, it kind of varies based on day or whatever. So, like, we don't get to see the whole thing, which would be kind of nice, but either way, we'll get to see about an hour and a half of actual baseball tonight. And, you know, it is refreshing. They treat these games, you know, like real games. They're pumping in crowd noise the other night. I sort of expect them to do the same. Ben Charrington kind of talked about that. That's something they're going to experiment with. But, you know, you're watching a pitcher make pitches and guys hit and strike out and field balls. And, you know, it's one step closer to the real thing. And then I believe we start exhibition games on Saturday, have three of those. So, not that I dislike practice days, but I'm certainly excited for the real stuff to start and finally have some, like, actual results and data and, you know, stuff like that to analyze.
What is there any overall plan tonight for as far as, like, a pitcher throwing so many innings or anything like that? What can you tell us about what they're going to try and do tonight?
In the past, they've done a guy throwing like five or six. Chad Kuhl and Stephen Brault the other night did not quite get up to that. They're at about three, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood. I don't know if it's Trevor Williams tonight. Not totally sure who is going. They don't publish, like, you know, actual starters. My guess would be if I had a view of the field, I'm talking to you from like the back of the press box just to minimize noise, that starter would probably be, you know, about getting ready right now. So I'm sorry I don't have a way to tell you exactly who's warming up right now, but, you know, go on the old Twitter.com. It'll be there shortly, and then they'll have a lineup, and they try to field two teams of position players, and whenever, you know, one group of position players gets enough work, you know, they'll bring in Don Kelly and Jamie Carroll and Rick Eckstein and their coaches to fill out any positions that have gone unmanned. So, you know, for at least five innings, it's actual, like, major league players against major league players, and then they just sort of, they don't want to overwork anybody, which I understand. You know, it's not like these guys are incapable of playing nine innings. It's just they're trying to be judicious with how much time on the field they give them because, You know, if somebody would pull a hamstring or something like that in a 60-game season, you'd look at that and say, what the heck are you doing in an inter-squad game that means nothing? Like, why are you risking any injury here? So they are trying to sort of balance having to get ready with also not getting hurt.
Who is this team's closer right now, Jason?
That's a great question. It is the team's closer is TBD at this time, Paul. It's not Keona Kella. He's not out there yet. We asked Ben Sherrington, is there any update on Kella? He has no update. Derek Shelton has said the same thing repeatedly. I will say that I don't think, you know, if Kella would show up in the next couple of days, I don't think that would limit him from being out there or being effective. You know, I'm sure he was working out as he was supposed to during the shutdown time. Because we don't know what's going on with him, I can't really speak to what work he might be doing. If he has COVID-19 or had COVID-19 and he's in quarantine, I would imagine that sort of limits his work or completely curtails it. But before that, hopefully he was doing something, and so he'll need some time to get back to what he was doing. But to answer the question a little bit more head on with who's their closer, I mean, I would look at two guys, Kyle Crick and Nick Birdie. Nick Birdie has a lot of the tools that you would want. We're talking about a fastball in the upper 90s, maybe 100, has a very good slider, as does Crick, of course. Crick has one of the best sliders in baseball. Crick has a little bit more experience in the later innings. So, I mean, I'd look at one of those two guys. You know, Crick probably has a larger body of work just based on actually being healthy. And if this Kella thing goes on probably much longer, I think you start to kind of worry about who's going to close games for them.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the big questions now. As we get closer and closer to them playing really, you know, real games. Now, the three exhibition games, have they talked about who's going to start and all that other stuff for those?
We know Musgrove's going to start on Saturday. And we know Musgrove's going to start on Saturday because he said he was going to start on Saturday, and that puts him in a pretty good position to start on opening day in St. Louis, and that makes a lot of sense, too. I mean, I'd be starting Joe Musgrove regardless. You know, sometimes you see a situation where you know, maybe start one guy on the road, another guy at home. I don't think that's kind of the same thing because there are no fans in the stands. It's not going to be a typical opening day. So, I mean, Musgrove was their most consistent pitcher last year. He's one of their most respected voices in the clubhouse. Like, he's the guy you should have starting on opening day. And, you know, if he starts Saturday, by that math, you know, he would need another start. You wouldn't do that on short rest, so you figure at least 5 days, and then you're putting him in a position, I don't know exactly how it falls, but you're basically putting him fourth in the rotation, and then you're going to have him, I believe, the second game of the first series. It would just be an odd time. And so what that tells me is Musgrove starts Saturday, probably waits a sixth day to get on schedule for opening day, which isn't hard, and then he's able to take the ball. But as far as the other two opening or exhibition games, Paul, we don't know who's going to start those at this point.
You look at the pitching staff, Jason, and we've talked about it a lot. Is Derek Holland a lock to be in the rotation?
I would think so. I've got a tough time seeing how he wouldn't be in the rotation. I mean, I would imagine just for evaluative purposes, period, like he's going to be starting one of those two games. They probably want and need to see more of him. It's, you know, Trevor Williams is going to be in the rotation. Mitch Keller is going to be in the rotation. At this point, I think you probably have to marry yourself to Stephen Brault, Chad Kuhl, or both in the rotation. So, you know, we asked Ben Sherrington a little bit ago about Derek Holland. I was actually the one that asked that, like, can we ascertain that he's on the team at this point? And Sherrington said, we don't want to make any decisions before we absolutely have to. We've liked what we've seen so far, but, you know, we're still sort of looking at it. Okay. I just, you know, based on the part he's played, how he's worked, I have a tough time seeing him not make the team. Now, you know, does that guarantee a rotation spot for the entire season? Of course not. This guy was, you know, he had an ERA, I think, of 6.08 last year. And even for the Pirates, like, that's not going to work. And so if he goes out there and performs like that again, you're going to see them make a change. But where they start the season, I'm expecting Derek Holland to be in there.
No, absolutely. I think that's, you know, they just don't have, they just, Jason, they just don't seem to have a ton of other options. And sure. And that's a little bit alarming when you consider that Neil Huntington, you know, the whole basis of his program allegedly was to, you know, amass a bunch of arms. I mean, where are all these guys at?
Single A? They're not actually playing single A ball, but I mean, all their arms are young. They're young, and you've seen what Ben Cherington did in the draft. Even what Neil Huntington did, to his credit, Quinn Priester was a great pick last year. Quinn Priester had a great, you know, foray into professional baseball last season. He looked really good in spring training, but he's just not ready. He's 19. He needs to develop. And so, you know, they got Brendan Malone in the Starling Marte trade, and by all accounts, he's going to be a very good pitcher. I like some of the kids they got in this draft. Jared Jones, the high schooler from California. Carmen, I'll butcher his last name, Majinski, something like that, the South Carolina kid, another very projectable arm. They're just not ready yet. And so if you look at guys that are, you know, sort of triple A caliber, you don't have a lot of those guys pushing for time. We're talking about, you know, a Miguel Del Pozo or James Marvel. I mean, these guys are fine. Like, if you have to go to Marvel, I suppose it's okay, but you know, they're not sure bets. There's just not a bunch of talent right now that is beating down the door. If I had to go to somebody, like if they need to fill a rotation spot, I mean, you're probably looking at JT Brubaker or converting Chris Stratton back to starting.
Jason, thank you so much. And I appreciate you taking some time and enjoy the game. And hopefully we'll see you in the press box soon.
All right, man. Take care. Thanks, Paul.
All right. That's Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.